Fine. What about Rava? Says Rava, okay, now let's get back to the opening of the Mishnah. Okay, nobody really explains why it was that Rabbi Gamliel is convinced that ain get after get and ain mamar after mamar. Why is that true? My time, Rabbi Gamliel, I'll tell you why it's true. Rabbi Gamliel basically does not know how this get works. Is this get just an act that he did without any legal ramification on the Zika? Or is there indeed a Kal Vachomer from a get of a normal Isha? That's the question. So he's misapkale, get idachi ilodachi. He doesn't know whether get really works or doesn't work, mashmaut being whether it would work even midiraita. So therefore, he doesn't know Ma'amar either. He doesn't understand whether Ma'amar is meant to really be a Kenyan or not to be a Kenyan at all. So therefore, let me explain this to you, says Rabbi. Okay, I said he doesn't know about get, idochi, lo dochi. Okay, so now let's work out the logic. You have two over here, either two brothers, or you have two Yavamas. Okay. So now, if the first get was given to the first Yavama, or by the first brother, if that's a real get, and it cancels the Zika, the second one did absolutely nothing, and therefore ain't get after get. Just like you can never give a get after get. It's over. That's it. If the other way around, if get doesn't work, it's not going to work the second time either. It certainly there's no get after get, because I can only have one suffix. Either it does work or it doesn't work. If it worked, it worked the first time. If it doesn't work either time. So therefore, how could there be get after get? That's the point. Same issue about the mama. I explained the mama. He's misupak mama, ikani or lokani. Okay, so again, ikamakani. So let's say the mama now of the first one is a true Kenyan and actually completes the yiba. So Basar Mikovits, and what's the second one doing? He's doing absolutely nothing. It's a waste of time. It's a joke. Ikamalokani. If you're telling me, well, mama doesn't really do anything, so then the second one didn't do anything either. So no matter how you look at it, the second one is absurd. Either it was already done, and there's nothing left to do, or there's nothing to do in the first place, and there's nothing to do in the second place. That's the meaning. Says about that. You can't say that. Of course that's not the meaning. Look, take a look at... Now, obviously, we could say, on the surface, we could say, that maybe he holds that on the contrary. Maybe what Rabbi Gamliel says is, you know what? Get... He actually potters the Yavama. Maimer is actually a Kenyan. Why can we say that? Because we understand, even at the beginning, even though we haven't said it, that the truth is that Maimer helps after Get, and Get helps after Maimer, which wouldn't make sense if it were true that it was Vadai Kenyan. Now, even though we haven't seen this yet, is that true? We haven't seen anywhere that Rabbi Gamliel says that Get would help after Maimer, and Maimer would help after Get. But it's inherent in the words ain mimer acher mimer ain get acher get. Because the whole mashmaut is, it's the same thing that won't work twice. But you could alternate them. That's the simple mashmaut. Abai is going to prove that that's true in a moment. But even on the surface, the Gemara takes for granted, Rava took for granted, I have to explain why he can't hold that it's not Kena Kenyan Gomer, but he can't hold that it is Kena Kenyan Gomer. Because either way, it's got to be that it's a suffix. That's the only way it adds up. So since it's a suffix, there it certainly leaves room for the other way around. It would be, says Abaya, hold on a second. It doesn't work the other way around. Because look, it says in a brisa that Meir Rav Gamliel sheyesh get achar ma'amar, and that yesh ma'amar achar get. Now I know that you knew that. I know you took that into consideration. Because obviously that's the only thing that forced you, as Tosis points out, it's the only thing that forced you to say that he must be misupak, because otherwise you could have said a simple solution. Get is vada kaina, bimer is vada kaina, therefore it doesn't work the second time. But if that were true, then of course once I give bimer, a get wouldn't be anything in the other yavama. Or once I gave a get, I now pot to the other yavama, I can't give her ma'amar. Okay? So that's why he couldn't say it. Says about okay, so I know you understand that, Rava, but here's your problem, my friend. Here's your problem. It furthermore states in this brisa a very surprising thing. It says that not only is it get ma'acher ma'amar, and not as only ma'amar acher I get, but there is even a get acher bia u ma'amar. Meaning that if you went ahead and gave ma'amar to Yavama number one, and then you went ahead and rabah al Yavama number two, and then you went ahead and you gave now a get to Yavama number three, in that case, you would actually have a problem, and the get would be a real get, and you would be Osir and Hakrovot and so on. Why? Again, on the surface, because it's a Biapsula. So a Biapsula leaves room for a subsequent get. Doesn't sound like it proves anything much yet, but I'm going to show you that this basically just destroyed your other. Okay? And not only that, there's also Ma'amar Acher Bi of a get. Meaning, if you went in and gave a get to Yavama number one, Yibum to number two, and now Mimer to number three. You would need now a get for that Mimer. You would be also in the Krovot and everything. Okay? Again, because you'll tell me, yeah, okay, because it's a Biapsula. But think about it. Think about it, my friend. You're Mesupik. You said, you're Mesupik. That's how we understand an Aliyah. An Aliyah is Mesupik, whether a get is a complete Kinyan or a Mimer is a complete Kinyan in one direction or another. Get to be the equivalent of a full Chalitza, Mimer to be the equivalent of a full Yibum, right? So then, sir, it doesn't work out. Because, imisavkelei l'Rav Gamliel, okay? It's a subject, according to Rav Gamliel. You're saying we've got a Biapsula. A Biapsula because of what? A Biapsula because of the original Mimer. Maybe the Mimer was Cain and maybe it wasn't, so for God's sake, you certainly don't have a third option. I mean, the Manashav, if the Mimer was Kaina, so then it was Kaina from the first one. If the Mimer wasn't Kaina at all, then the Bia wasn't a Bia Psula, so then the Bia was Kaina. So what are you talking about? You can't have, in this case, any possibility of there being something open to do to the third Yavama. Same thing is true according to you, according to the way you're understanding. The get issue is a suffix, you said. He's not sure. Maybe the get potted her, okay? If the get did potter her, so what's the point of the Bia afterwards? Why am I thinking about Mimer now? If the get didn't potter, then this wasn't the Bia Psula. So then it's a Bia Kshera. And everything is fine. But there's certainly no room for the third one. So don't you understand that if Rav Gamliel himself opens the door to this case, that the explanation of a Shita can't possibly be what you said? It can't be that it's a clean suffix. And that maybe, in fact, Ma'amar would be Kena Kinyan Gomer, and therefore what? Therefore, we would allow after a so-called Bia Psula, which may be a Bia completely Kshera, and if it's a Bia Psula, it ain't a Psula Bia at all, because the Ma'amar was already Kena, therefore we should allow a third get, it's absolutely off the rocker. Must be that there's another explanation here, sir. Because, let's see it inside. The Im is Sapkele, the Rabbi Gamliel. If you're telling me that Rav Gamliel isn't sure about the nature of Mimer, so then this should be the equivalent of the first step of your Yavamas being Bia. Didn't we say that once the first step is Bia, that there's nothing else to be done? In this case, the first step is either Mimer, which is Bia, or it's Bia because Mimer is nothing. But it certainly doesn't leave room for any other step. So it's a Vikabia de la Chachila, Vitikne. Dotsnan, the Mishnah says, the bi'ilah, bizman shi batchila, in acharei klum. No, so why isn't this now a bia, which is a bia batchila? If the mimer is nothing, this would be a bia batchila. If the mimer is everything, then the mimer was the equivalent of bia batchila. There certainly is no room for your pshat. So once we have this braisa, rub is kaput. Ela altayu, says altayu pshat, amar avayu. Certainly it's not true that Rabbi Gamliel considered for a moment that a get works for a Yavama. Nor did he consider for a moment that a Ma'ama works for Yavama completely. His logic is like this. Leona Pshitalei the Rabbi Gamliel beget to Dachi. Ma'amar de Kone. It's absolutely clear to him what a get does, and it's absolutely clear to him what Ma'amar does. Okay? But let's look a little more deeply into the nature of Zika. Because the truth is, the two elements that are done to a Yavama are opposites. Chalitza is something that Zika provides for, which would otherwise be absurd. It's the equivalent of giving a get to a woman I know nothing about. What Zika says here, no, this is not a woman you know nothing about. This is a woman with whom you have a relationship that can absorb a rejection. That rejection is called Chalitza. We create a get to take the place of a chalitza because of the gezeira. Right? So we create this idea. We take it over, the idea from normal kedushin, as we said yesterday, and we bring it into the realm of the yamam. That's all very nice. But what element of zika does a get address? The element of zika that is capable of bearing a rejection. Right? And there's another element of zika. The element of zika is you're meant to be married to her. That's yamam. Ma'amar works along the same theories. If the Torah creates a mechanism of yamam, zika also allows for a borrowed concept of kedushin from the dinim of kedushin, which we call ma'amar. Now, what you're trying to say, says Rabbi Gamliel, is that the two are interrelated. That they're not interrelated. You see, a ma'amar works on the element of zika that is meant to connect. A get works on the element of zika that's meant to disconnect. Now, when I give ma'amar, the ma'amar works 100%. Therefore, that doesn't mean it's the arise, but it works 100% in terms of utilizing the power that I have in Ravonim to make up Stochaya the Yibam. So, but to go ahead now and say, somebody else did the Ma'amar. What do you mean somebody else did the Ma'amar? The element of Zika that is left open to Kenyan has been used. She now belongs to somebody. There may be additional things that have to be done. But there's certainly, you can't now substitute another Ma'amar. It's crazy. How could you be married to two people? How could you go ahead now and marry the two of them with one Zika when you already handled the Zika in terms of the Ma'amar? So whether it's Shnei Yevomim and one Yevomim or vice versa, it's a Mishigas. She's going to tell me so. Because of that, I can't do a get after Ma'amar. No, wait. The Ma'amar didn't even touch on the element of Zika that is the disconnect element that absorbs disconnection. Didn't touch it. So if I went ahead and did Ma'amar to one, you're right, it would be absurd for me or somebody else to do Ma'amar again. Can't be done again. I did it. But I can certainly give a get now because that part wasn't touched by the Ma'amar. That's the logic of Rabbi Gamliel. Sure, it's a drabon and then we got to say it's a borrowed concept and it isn't meant to work completely. But that's not the point. It works once. And when it works that once, it deals with the element of Zika to which it is addressed. Either the Knesa or the Yitzhiya. But if I do a get first, then I only dealt with the Yitzhiya. I can now do a Maimer to do with the Knesa and the other Yavama. And vice versa. There's no contradiction. According to me, there's no contradiction. There's no suffix over here that it might work completely. And therefore, everything adds up perfectly. So, of course, he says, see it again inside. Obviously, when Leo holds, the get works as far as it goes. It's done. Completely, meaning it utilizes all the power of the Zika. Again, that's not to say it doesn't require more afterwards, but this is what it achieves. That was the Takada Drabonin. Ma'amar is certainly Kena, all that it needs to be Kena, all that's available to be Kena, because Ma'amar works basically as a substitution built on Zika. The moment I use up that Zika for Ma'amar, it can't be done again. Miu! Rabbanan said, however, Omer Rabbanan, Hayevama bechat sad mahani baget, ubechat sad mahani b'maimer. It's not the same aspect that the get works on, that the maimer works on, at all. One is in one direction, and one is in the other direction. So, therefore, you know, you can't give a get acher get. Lo doch, you can't be docha twice. You utilize that element of the Zika that allows you to give the get. You can't utilize it again. So the Hadachu Lakama. Ma'amar achar ma'amar. You also can't do it twice. How can you be kona twice? You utilize the element of the Zika that provides for you to be able to do a ma'amar. Kona lekama. But a get achar ma'amar or a ma'amar achar get, why not? One thing is coming to be docha, and one thing is coming to be kona. So what's the problem? Hai milta kadochi, v'hai milta kakoni. So why would there be a contradiction between holding ein ma'amar achar ma'amar, but agreeing yesh ma'amar achar get? Makes perfectly good sense. You can hold ein get achar get, and still hold yesh ma'amar achar get. So therefore, it works out beautifully the way I understand it. Now, you'll notice that in the opening, when Rava was giving a reason, he didn't find it necessary to explain the sheet of the Rabbana. Because the Shita the Rabbanan is obvious. All along we've been assuming that Ma'amar is a sort of Kinyan. But it doesn't really complete all the way. So a sort of Kinyan is left open, basically, for another brother to do the same, or for you to do the same on another Yavama. That we've been assuming all along. The only Kiddush was Rabbi Gamliel, that he would hold Aliba de Rava, that Maimer is actually a Kinyan Dirais, or Get is a Kinyan Dirais. You'll notice that here comes along now Abaya. He finds it necessary to explain the Rabbanan. Why does he find it necessary to explain the Rabbanan? Because Abaye has basically built a whole new case. What Abaye is saying is, look, of course Rabbi Gamliel is consistent with our overall assumptions about the nature of Ma'amar and Get. However, Rabbi Gamliel is pointing out a very important thing, and that is that you've ignored the fact that a Ma'amar needs to be built on a utilization of Zika. And a Get needs to be built on a utilization of Zika, albeit other faces. Right, opposite facets of Zika, but nonetheless, it's built of Zika. Well, once that's true, you do now need to address the question of, so how, Aliba de Rabbanan, can you utilize the same Zika to do two things that are contradictory? Either you did the Ma'amar to this one, then you don't do the Ma'amar to the other one. So to him, it's necessary now to explain, and what indeed did the Rabbanan do about this idea? Answers now Abaye to explain, and the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, look, the idea is not that the Get and the Ma'amar work on a Zika. Rather, the Rabbanan says, look, the Torah gave certain dinim about Yibum Kwa Yibum, correct? Yibum Kwa Yibum actually is a relationship between families and not a relationship between people. In other words, no matter how many Yavamim there are, and no matter how many Yavamot there are, the Torah defined a particular relationship. Fine. When the Rabbanan bring over a concept of Get and Ma'amar, no such concept exists in a family sense. It's always individuals. Isn't that so? We certainly don't think that we can now deal with a family by giving a Get to your family, even though you'd like to sometimes. But we understand it has a very specific meaning, the Get. We don't create a Ma'amar as if it works on a Zika. But nonetheless, it has to be predicated on Zika. True. So what we do is we say as follows. Look, Richie, I'm giving you golden things. Not what you're going to get on your CD. I guarantee you. All right? So now what the Rabbanan said was, look, let's break up the Zika. In the sense of we're looking at individuals, let's look at each individual as having a relationship that's open to each of the other individuals. Every Yavam and every Yavama has a potential relationship. It's that potential relationship that we're talking about when we're dealing with Ma'amar or Get, obviously, because they're imported from personal relationships, not from this overall relationship that's given from above. Once the mechanism is built on the idea of a personal Zika, therefore what we need to look at it is, kol chad v'chad, takina le'rabbanan get u'ma'amar b'yivamah. That's the point. Every individual brother with every individual Yavama has a specific relationship. And therefore, they certainly never created an alternative to Yibum as Yibum. They created an alternative to Yibum as the relationship of Kedusha to a man and a wife, not of a house to a house, not to a base Achim. Therefore, it's true that in terms of the implications of doing a Ma'amar, the implications of doing a Get, that there is an impact on the house that's unavoidable because of the Zera that we just spoke about. So we have no way to avoid that. We're going to pretend it's as if something were really done. It weakened the Zika, because after all, Zika is meant to extend throughout the house. But on the other hand, we're certainly not going to say it absorbs all the Zika for this person. You can only do the Ma'amar once and for all these Yavamas. That's not true. Therefore, Yesh Ma'amar Akar Ma'amar, and Yesh Get Akar Get. But this becomes a very esoteric question about the mechanisms of the relationships of Get and Ma'amar to Zika. That's a whole new can of worms that we've opened now. And therefore, Abaya feels it's necessary to explain the two approaches. Now, the problem is, Abaya says, I know that this is going to bother you, and I want to explain it. Because what happens now is that Bia Psula now becomes an anomaly. Because Bia Psula on one hand is better than Mama, and on the other hand, it's worse than Mama. And therefore it's an anomaly, because look, it's Adifa mi Mama, certainly better than Mama is, because Mama, Achar Ma'amar Lo Mahani. We're saying now, Aliba the Rambam, Ma'amar after Ma'amar doesn't help, right? And yet, I just presented you a case in which you could have Ma'amar, Bia, and then a get. So, Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar now is not going to work, but the Bia Achar Ma'amar, Mahani, if I do Bia after Ma'amar, so now it would be. It would certainly be meaningful. Doing a ma'amar akar ma'amar is not meaningful at all. Bia akar ma'amar is meaningful, even though they're both acting on the same elements of Zika. Correct? Ma'amar is the knisa aspect of the Zika. Bia is the knisa aspect of the Zika. You're telling me ma'amar doesn't work, but in this case, bia does work akar ma'amar. You admitted that to me. Okay, so that shouldn't bother you very much, because, I mean, after all, bia is a d'oraisa. But here's where it becomes an anomaly. Because in one sense, it's worse than Ma'amar. Because if I go ahead and give Ma'amar Acher get, okay, Kani Lekule Shiure de get, basically, I have now used up everything there is to do. Because I used up all of the Ma'amar power to be Kainis, and I used up all of the get power to be Motzi. And if I go ahead now, and I would now give another ma'amar, wouldn't do anything, right? If I give the third one ma'amar, wouldn't do anything. But in the case where I give the second one a bia, and not a ma'amar, you said that I could give the third one ma'amar. Now how could that be? If we just saw that bia was better than ma'amar, how did it leave room for a ma'amar on the third one that a ma'amar would not have left room for? Huh? That's, I'm sure, bothering you. In other words, you're saying, you know, Abaye gave a beautiful explanation, but the same question you asked on Rava is a question on you. Because the question you had on Rava is, how is it possible that you could have a bia that comes after a get that allows for a third one to get ma'amar? Or how could you give a get followed by bia, a ma'amar followed by bia that allows for a get? So all that you did, dear Abaye, is you said that ma'amar works by absorbing the Zika that's available to be absorbed in the elements of Zika that provide for Knisa. So for God's sake, obviously bia does that. It's the ultimate absorber. I mean, it was the one that was meant to be L'chatchila. So isn't that a massive contradiction to your logic? If the second one had gotten ma'amar, after the first one had gotten a get, and now I come along to the third one and I give ma'amar, we'd have left you out of town. But if the second one gets a bia after the first one gets a get, then I'm going to give a ma'amar. That makes sense. You yourself just admitted that in cases of ma'amar, where you have followed by a bia, bia is typeface completely, there's no room for anything else. No room for the getting there. So I don't understand. If it's adifa, how is it worse? That I want to point out to you, is it's completely different mechanisms. The reason that we made it worse was because of the gezeira of bia psula. The logic doesn't affect that gezeira. I'm not giving you a mechanism for this. I'm simply telling you, is that gzera true? That if people see that the bia works, that they may indeed come to be boiled again after doing chalitza. It's true. So the gzera obtains, that's all. Now, the what obtains? It applies to this case. Good. But don't ask me a steer. The gzera isn't meant to make sense. It's there because we need to avoid misunderstandings, that's all. But enochinami, in terms of the logic of it, of course Bia would absorb the remainder as it does when it's Adif. And therefore, don't ask me, that's not a problem. In a sense, it's better, in a sense, it's not as good, and it's not so problematic. So therefore, a Bia Psula in a sense is Adif B'maimer, and as a sense it's Gria B'maimer. It's Adif B'maimer, because Ilu Ma'amar Akar Ma'amar doesn't do anything, but a Bia Akar Ma'amar certainly does whatever it does, demands a get. And it's less than Ma'amar, because a Ma'amar Akar get would absorb all that's left of this Zika to absorb. Kani L'kula Shiura to get, not allowing a subsequent Ma'amar in the third Yavama. Mashenkein a Bia Akar get did not absorb all of the Shiura of the get, because it does allow for a Ma'amar to follow. Lo Kani L'kula Shiura to get. That is my explanation of the very consistent approach of Rabbi Gamliel, and there's no problem whatsoever. We certainly don't have to create a new idea of a mandiomer who holds that get potters midiraisa on a yavam as a chalit. Don Rabban. Rabbi says as follows. Ketzad omer Rabbi Gamliel in get acher get. Shtei yavamot shenofelu yavam echad minatan get vazu veget vazu. So if you have two yavams, one yavam now exists who gives a get to each one. Rabbi Gamliel says, look, man, the second one was a joke. You need chalitza, that's all. So give chalitza to the first one, and then you'll be usher in her krovot. Why give chalitza to the second one, and then become usher in your achot chalutzato, whereas before it would have been nothing and be stuck with the get on the first one and be also on her krovot? So basically we're giving you a good idea. The good idea is give the chalitza to the first one on whose krovim anyway you were also, and ignore the second one, and the second one now goes out because the get is meaningless anyway, okay? Vasur b'krovot. Umutar b'krovot shnia. The Chachom say, oh no. Matan get lazu. Then you're usher in both sets of families. Can't marry the achot of either one, because the get is meaningful in both cases. So therefore, you need Yisr Kravot Shtehen. You have to go ahead and do chalitza to one of them. The same thing would be true the other way around. If you had two males and one Yavama, they would have exactly the same machlokas. Did the second brother to give a get, did he become usher in her krovot, or was the second get a joke? Now, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Gamliel Ein Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar, same idea. Shtei Yavamot Shnaflu Lefnei Yavam Echad, Asam Ma'amar Bezo, Ma'amar Bezo. Rabbi Gamliel says, look, you have to give a get to the first one, together with Chalitza. You're usher on her krovot. The second one is nothing. Mutar b'krovot shnia. The Chachamim say, oh, no. You have a kosher maimer on two yavamas. You have to give a get to each one of them. No ten get to shnehen. And you're usher on the krovot shnehen. And you got to give chalitza to one of them to part of the bayit. V'chena ta'omer b'shnei yavamim. V'yavama akat. Same thing would be true if there were two males, yavamim, who gave now both of them a ma'amar to the same Yavama, they both become Otzer, both have to give the get, and so on. Now wait just one little moment here, sir. Did you I heard you say, Notain get lezu, the get lezu. Rabbi Gamliel omer, choleitz l'rishona, v'asur b'krovotea, umutar b'krovot shnia. Oh, wait a minute. Lema David Tufta Rishmol. Do you remember the whole machlokas we had earlier in the Masechta about a chalitza psula where they have to be chayzer al kol ha'achim? This is a chalitza psula. He talked about this case, that if you gave a get to one and not to the other, and you give a chalitza to the baalat ha'get, since that's a lousy chalitza, why? Because you weren't able to marry her, because you gave her a get, and therefore you adocha her, so it's a no good chalitza, you cannot use that chalitza to potter the other tzara. Here it says, but Farish, you can use that chalitza to potter the other. Ha! Now what are you going to do about that? We're only asking from him. We're not going to ask from the case of the Rabbanan. Because the case of the Rabbanan, both of them are chalitzim. There's nothing. There's no adifut of one over the other. But according to Shmuel, this is the classic case. One of the women does not have a get. I mean, even though I gave her a get, but Rabbi Gamliel says the get's a joke. So she's not a Baalat get. Precisely the case about which Shmuel said, if one of the Yavamas had a get and the other one doesn't, only the chalitza of the non-get Yavama helps and not the chalitza of the get Yavama, because you don't have an option there of taking her. And therefore it's not a good chalitza. That's the real reason. You didn't plug in that hand attachment that hits you every once in a while. That's why you like that CD. Right? So, what are you going to do? What's Shmuel going to do with this? This is the Yuvta of Shmuel. Omer Lachal Shmuel. Now, hold on a second, says Shmuel. Ki Amri Ana, Aliyu Demand Yomer Yesh Zika. You're ignoring the seventh element that we need to consider in this case. And that is the extent of Zika. Remember, what I said was that if Zika, when we say Yesh Zika, Ain Zika, it's obviously not a black and white proposition. We're talking about a gray area, obviously some Zika that we've been discussing all along through the sugya. We can't deal with the sugya without any concept of Zika. But when I talk about Yesh Zika, I mean Yesh Zika, that Zika asers, the krovot, that there's a concept of achot skukato, that it's possible if the sister falls to me that now I'm not going to be able to marry my wife, the woman that I gave kedushin to. I'm not going to need to give a get to her because I have Zika. He doesn't hold to that. Rabbi Eliyahu was the man, the Omer, who says Zika doesn't asur the other wife. There's no problem. Whatever happens, you do chalitza to that one or milun, whatever the case was, you can go ahead and marry your wife. The fact that she was achot kukato is meaningless. Or if you hold the age Zika totally, then I would even... I would even be able to be mater nedorim. I could be made for nedorim if you hold the age Zika. It doesn't hold any of that. Obviously, my idea of a chalitza psula is predicated on the concept of a powerful Zika cannot be removed by a damaged Zika. That's what I was saying. If you don't hold of Zika as being a powerful element, I never would have suggested that Tzorch Lachzor HaKol HaAchim. For what? There's no big Zika that needs to be removed. What are you asking me from Gamliel, for heaven's sake? We know Rabbi Gamliel Sava ain't Zika. Oh, Sister Gemara, now wait, that's very interesting. Because, I mean, I'm going to make an assumption here now, albeit it's a bit of a leap to make this assumption. The Gemara often does this. In other words, the Gemara often takes a slew of issues that are held on one side of a great argument and assume that the other side argues on every one of those slew of issues. Only then do we start to zero in and say, well, now hold on. They could end up with these differences even if they only argued on 5 out of 6 issues. That's exactly what we're doing over here. We're going to make the assumption that since Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, that the Rabbanan who argue on him hold Yei Zika. Now, obviously, there's no reason for us to say this, but we always do this in order to be able to zero in and to see what elements are fundamentally important and what elements remain up there is not necessarily entering into the Mishnah. But let's assume for a moment that Rabbanan would hold Yesh Zika, okay? Now, it says over here in the Sefer, V'chein ata omer b'shnei yevamim v'yava achad. Same thing would be true if you had 2 male yevamim and 1 yevama, that the din over there was that one of the brothers needs to give chalitza. Excuse me? David Yufta the Rava Baravuna Amarab. Yomarab Baravuna Amarab Khalitza Psulat Sikhalak Zarakolachin. I thought that in a case where there are 2 brothers, you said the same thing would be true if there's 2 brothers. I thought in a case where there are 2 brothers, that all of the brothers would need to give chalitza if this chalitza is a low class chalitza. Over here it's a low class chalitza. because it's not now able to be kones. Having once given a get, it cannot be a knisa. So why don't all the brothers have to do the chalitza? Why does it say the Pharisee won the chalitza? Huh? Amalach Rabba Bar Avuna, yeah, it's a nice point. Except that your leap was unjustified. The truth is that Bein the Rebbe Gamliel, Bein the Rabban, it's every Ein Zika. Look, they could both hold Ein Zika and still be arguing about get achar get, umamar achar maamar. That they could still be arguing. So don't get me confused over here. I'm saying that in a case where there is Zika, and therefore that Zika is powerful, needs to be removed, and needs to be removed by all of the brothers. In this case, they don't hold the Zika. Neither of the Shittas of the Mishnah. Not Rav Gamliel, not the Rabban, and therefore doesn't enter into that issue at all about what happens where you have a powerful Zika that is being removed by an only semi-powerful Chalitza. A different issue. If you're going to end up talking about what the shittas that hold of Yesh Zika hold about Maimer and Get, by all means, confuse me further. But right now, you don't have any riots about that. Because we're dealing here across the board, possibly, with shittas that hold Yesh Zika. Okay.
Maybe we have diminishing returns.
Sorry?
Maybe we have diminishing returns. People want to stay up, want to focus, etc. But I'm not sure.
52 minutes, including the part that you left out.
I understand. I'm watching people like trying to be there.
People or riches? I mean, if you hold I'm overdoing it, please tell me. I'm happy to do less.
Raising people are getting.
I'm not insulted. I don't know. I want feedback. Would you rather just zip through it more quickly and not deal with fundamental issues? I'm happy to do this.
We're suggesting.
Huh? We're
doing fine. Saba Josh feels we're doing fine. Scott, this approach is okay? Even though I'm going through all of the logic.
Okay.
Does anybody else have an objection? Rabbi Yaakov, you prefer we do
it?
No, I know. I won't take it as.
I'm with Saba Josh.
It's constructive criticism. I'm happy to do it differently. Adaraba. I would like you to tell me if you prefer that we keep it simpler. Hello? Please do say. Well, that's what he's talking about. It becomes a.
I wasn't suggesting skipping. I'm suggesting waiting until tomorrow and everybody being.
Well, we could do that also. I'm saying, but if there's a problem with this, that you prefer to wait till tomorrow, it's all good. No problem. We can wait till tomorrow. So far, we've done quite a bit. Because we did adopt already.
Right.
We're going over. Fine, okay, we'll complete tomorrow. It's fine with me. Please do not hesitate to give me feedback at all times. Diminishing returns is a very understandable concept. Omar Mar. Osama Amar Bazon. Omar Mar Bazon. Randomly alumna no tengeta rishona. Vecholetzla vasu bekrovotea. Mutar bekrovotchnia. Now you just finished saying. But since Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar, so therefore if somebody gives a Ma'amar to one of his Yevames, and then Ma'amar to another, says Rabbi Gamliel, give a get to the first one, because the Ma'amar on her was Chal, and give her Chalitza, and that way you're Osir on her Krovot, but the second one to whom you gave Ma'amar was absolutely meaningless, so therefore your Mutter on the krovot of the second one. Mute. The Gemara waits one moment over here. Kasovar amagamlio in ma'amar achar ma'amar. I thought the whole point is that according to Rabbi Gamliel, the act that was done with the second Yevama to give her ma'amar is meaningless. So I don't understand. If it's meaningless, what's the problem of doing Yibam? Why must I give a get? Rishona nami titiabe. Why can't I give Yibam to the second one? And there would be no problem. This is the first one, and there would be no problem, because I gave a Maimer. The normal thing is that the Mishnah said, Arezo k'mitzvata, I give Ma'amar, and then Yibam. So why isn't this k'mitzvata? Says the Gemara, of course it is. It would be k'mitzvata. We just have another issue over here. Gzeira dil ma'ati le'yivu mishniyah. We're worried over here that if we allow you to go ahead and to do under those circumstances the Yibum to complete your Ma'amar, then you might think that that would be true of the second one also. But the second one, of course, it's not true. Adarab. The first one, and only the first one, was Muteret. So Mamela, it's a separate Gezerah, but it's not because the Ma'amar really achieved anything to Aser the first one on you in any way. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Basically, what we've seen over here is that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Ma'amar is Kona completely, on some level, with whatever that Kinyan completely means, the way Rava was learning it meant the Suffolk maybe really completely, even in Uraisa. The way Abaya was learning it means completely in the sense of utilizing all of the remaining Zika on that sod of the Zika that is meant for absorbing rather than rejecting. And therefore, the Gemara wants to point out now a very fascinating thing, now that we're coming to basically summarize all of the various elements and see the way in which they interrelate with each other. The Gemara points out that there is a list of different shitas that all share something in common. Very often the Gemara uses the lashon kulu sviru, everybody holds. Doesn't mean that they hold the same thing at all. It means that they all tend in the same direction. So over here, when it comes to the issue of Ma'amar, we have quite a number of shitot that tend in the same direction. And that is as follows. Rabbi Gamliel, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Shima, Ben Azai, Rabbi Nechemia, Kulu Svirlu Ma'amar Kone Kinyan Gamur. They all hold that Ma'amar is a complete Kinyan. Now again, they certainly do not. But they all hold that on some level Ma'amar is a complete Kinyan. So Rabbi Gamliel had the Amor, and we just showed Rabbi Gamliel to be holding that Ma'amar utilizes all of the Zika in the direction of Kinyan. Beit Shammai, where did we see Beit Shammai holds this? Because we know Beit Shammai did not. We had earlier the Mishnah of Shlosha Achim, Shnayim Em Nisun, Shtei Achayot, V'Echad Mufne, where we had three brothers, two of whom were married to two sisters, and one of them was unmarried. Meit Echad Mibalei Achayot, V'Asa Ba Mufne Ma'amar. So if one of the brothers married to the sister dies, and then now the one who was unrelated, unmarried, makes Ma'amar, and then the second brother dies. So now if you hold that the Ma'amar doesn't make a Kinyan Gomer, so now we're left with a problem of Achot Skukato, and now I would have to go ahead and give a get. Whereas Beit Shammai says on the contrary. Because he already did Ma'amar on the first woman, it's as if he's already married to her. Therefore, Ishto Imo, so he retains the first Yavama, Vahalazo, Teitse Mishum Achot Isha, the second one isn't even Skukato. Because the Ma'amar creates a situation now in which she becomes Achot Ishto. Ah, you'll say, but he's not married. He is married. Ma'amar creates a marriage. So that shows that according to Beit Shammai, Ma'amar is a complete Kinyan, which is essentially what Rabbi Gamliel said. Now, that's not really true, because Beit Shammai holds it's kind of Kinyan in your eyes, at least from what we discussed earlier, that's Tosfos Shita, that this here, on this daf, is the makor of that Tosfos. So Tosfos says that when the Gemara says Omer Davar Achad, it clearly doesn't really mean Davar Achad. But it can't mean Davar Achad, because Rabbi Gamliel is not saying that the Maimer is a Diraisa, and Beit Shammai is, because he's creating now a Ptur to the other woman because of Achot Ishto. Obviously it's Diraisa, says Tosfos. But again, it means they all tend in the same direction. Rabbi Shimon, where did we see that Rabbi Shimon holds this? The Tanya, because we learned about the Sugya later on, in which we have a boy who is a Yavam, who is only 9 years old. But once he's 9 years old, so now, Biato, Bia. And the problem is that he can't make any Kinyan in Midiraisa. So if he now takes a Yavama, and now his brother, who is also a Katan, but older than 9 years old, and he also is Baalea, so now he parcels her for the other brother. Why? Because according to the Rabbanon, the Bia of a Ben Teisha has the same halach of Ma'amar, So it creates a semi-kinyan. And therefore, the same way that Ma'amar would have asserted to the second one, it passes it for the other brother. Here too, the bia of the second one passes it. So that means that yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, basically. There. Okay. But Rabbi Shimon, in that case, disagrees. Amar lam Rabbi Shimon, that's not true. Im biyat rishon biyat. If you're going to tell me that the first child's bia is Cana, then it would be Cana completely. And she's his wife. How could she become a surah on him because of the biyat hasheni? So then biyat sheni ain't biyat. Vim biyat rishon ain't biyat. The same exact language that Rava uses over here in Rabbi Gamliel, to explain Rabbi Gamliel Shita, Rabbi Shimon applies to the din of the biyat ben Tesha, that im biyat rishon ena biyat, and the biyat sheninami ena biyat. Now, biyat ben Tesha has a din of ma'amar, that everybody's agreed on, that was said later on, and even though biyat ben Tesha ke ma'amar shavir abonan, nonetheless, kama Rabbi Shimon ena biyat. Rabbi Shimon says the second one is meaningless. So obviously you all say ma'amar achar ma'amar in precisely the same way that Rabbi Gamliel. So that means that he's saying that ma'amar on some level is kena kinyan gomer. The only thing that remains to be discussed here is, okay, I understand that they gave it a din of ma'amar, but I mean, the fact is that it works through the act of bia. In which case, isn't there another issue over here, which is that once he took her, his yavama, and she now becomes his wife, since he has the capability, after 9 years of age, to be Gael. So now the second one, who is also over nine, should assert her on him, not because of Mama, but because his wife was Mizana. Because if you're treating his Bia like a Bia, forget about the issue of Mama. Any man's wife who's Mizana is as Asura on her husband. So why isn't that the problem? Why is the problem ma'amar achar ma'amar? So why, you don't need a kinyan. Is every kinyan on an issue? You mean on him? Right. We're treating him as if there's a kinyan. Like we treat it halfway. But that's not a din in ma'amar, it's a din in bia. So Rashi says a very weird thing over here. Rashi says, I can't read anything, but I have the wrong glasses. I can't see anything. But no keys, no glasses. So Rashi says, it probably would actually. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's great. Yes, indeed. Not a question. It shows only a little bit of the time, right? So Rashi says, "Ena isha ne'aseret ela aliskei kinui v'stira." That's Rashi's answer. Since over here, when the second brother, who was 9 years old, sleeps with the wife of the other 9-year-old brother, there's no kinui v'stira, doesn't aser. Tosfos says that is the craziest thing he ever heard. It's obviously a mistake. Some idiot inserted it into Rashi. Rashi could never have written something like that. Because the din is, of course, that anybody who sleeps, any man whose wife slept with another man is aser. This halach of kinui v'stira has nothing to do with our sugya. That's talking about a case where there's an eid echad. So there the Gemara says, eid echad only answers with kinu and mistira, which is true, because that's a special chiddush hakol, because we're glayim ladover, because we're sharei kina love and nistra, and so on. What does that have to do with our sugya? I mean, it makes no sense at all, Tainus Tosfos. Obviously, what Ramati was trying to say is that since it's not a real kinyan over here, so therefore you can't be kona. Tosfos says, don't think that that's the terrence. That's definitely not true, because called a tikkun rabbonin ke d'oraisa tikkun. Either they're going to treat her like a wife and they're not going to treat her like a wife. They can't treat her as a half-wife. So if we're telling you that we're going to take the bias ben teisha as a real kedushin, so then that's all. Not to mention the fact, says Tosfos, that according to Rav Amnuna we saw, that a shomeret yavam that is mizana becomes a suret er yavam. So in this case, it's not worse than a shomeret yavam, and the whole thing is crazy. We have to do a kinu v'stira. So therefore, that can't be the answer. Tosfos says the answer is that maybe it's talking about over here that she's a ketana. So the pituya viktan is considered to be an ones, as we saw. In other words, when there's any avera involved in the relationship with a minor, we view even a willing relationship to be the equivalent of a rape. In which case, over a year, that would be the same thing as a rape. A rape doesn't answer a wife. So if you wouldn't ask the shomer siyavon, maybe that's the pshat. Or maybe,
The tana is the widow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's the pshat.
We haven't said until We haven't said until now that that's the case.
Right. That would be pressing it. I mean, Tosfos gives another thing. Maybe it's considered to be shogeget. We didn't ask it because of shogeget, but that's not so pashut. Okay. He also offers other alternatives. It's equivalent to ma'am, even though it's ma'amar bal korcha. But in any event, just in case you see that Rashi, you should know that the Rashi is very mukshed and rejected by Tosfos. Rashi never wrote that. Impossible. Fine. So that's the second. Now we have a third one. We have Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'amar Kinyan Gomer. We have Beit Shammai, Ma'amar Kinyan Gomer. Perhaps even the Niraisa. We have Ben Azai that the Bia Ben Katan, which is the din of Ma'amar, is Kinyan Gomer. Furthermore, I find another Shita that is similar. Now, of course, it's not even this isn't really similar completely because Rabbi Shimon is Mesupik, right? Rabbi Shimon says, look, either it is or it isn't, but it can't be halfway. If you learn Rabbi Gamliel the way Abai was learning Rabbi Gamliel wasn't Mesupit. Nonetheless, the Gemara is putting it together. I mean, so in other words, there's elements of tendency, again, is all that we're saying. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's possible that it's Kenan Kedin Gomer. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the way Abai was learning, it's Vada Kenan Kedin Gomer in terms of the utilization of the Zika. And there's also additional Shitas, which I mentioned. And that is that Ben Azai also holds Ma'amar is Kenyan Kenyan Gomer. Where do we see that? The Tanya Ben Azai Omer Yesh Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar B'Shnei Yavamim V'Yavamah Achat. There is a case of Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar if there's one Yavamah. Because over there, it's the same Ma'amar that the Rabbanan gave the right to. But Ein Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar B'Shnei Yavamot the Yavam Echad. A Yavam has the ability to give Ma'amar. Every Yavam has the ability to give Ma'amar. But once he gives Ma'amar to one, he can't give Ma'amar to the other. Okay, so it means, again, as Tosfos points out, obviously it's not the same thing that Rabbi Gamliel holds. Rabbi Gamliel makes no distinction between the case of one Yavam and two Yavamot, or one Yavamah and two Yavamim. To him, it's exactly the same. What's the deal with this tea? You put in sugar? No sugar. Thank you. But again, it's in the same general direction that Ma'amar has a greater impact than the other shittas. Rabbi Nechemiah, by the way, there are some who invert where it is that the Nazai holds its chal. They say the opposite chal. But if it's two separate Yavamim, so then each one of them has the koach of Ma'amar. Okay, this is dependent on how we understand the sugya of Ben Azai in its place. Tosfos doesn't necessarily disagree, he just says it's lav dafka this direction. The other case that we said was Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Achat bi'ila, Achat chalitza. Bein b'tchila, bein v'emtza, bein b'sof, ein achare ha'klum. Now it means, according to him, a bia b'emtza, which is a bia psula, as we've said all along, prevents the chalot of anything afterwards. There's no ma'amar, there's no get, not like the shitas that we've been discussing until now. Now we know that bia psula is given the din of ma'amar, meaning that you need chalitza for the zika, and bia does not go away with a get alone, if it's a bia psula. Nonetheless, despite the fact that we gave it the din of ma'amar, vikatani in achare aklum, says you can't give a ma'amar after a bia psula. Which is exactly then, again, it's not really what Rabbi Gamliel would hold, as we saw yesterday, but It's similar in that it's telling us that it's possible to use up the keach of the zika through the ma'amar. So again, it's valuable for us to see this because we see a vast spectrum of the dinim of ma'as. We see a vast spectrum, almost all of the dinim of yibum. And here the Gemara is very appropriate for the Mishnah on which it's on. The Mishnah is telling us the various modes of interrelationship of the various six different levels of things that are able to impact the relationship of a Yavam and a Yavama. The six levels being Yibum, Chalitza, Get, Ma'amar, and then a Bia Psula, and a Chalitza Psula. So all those things now are interrelated. Once we see the way they interrelate, we also need to see the spectrum of each one, how it interrelates according to the various shitas that give it different levels of power, each one vis-a-vis the other. You can see that this could get pretty complicated. So it's important for us to know that there are different ways of looking at Ma'amar, according to which there may be different ways of looking at the things that are similar to Ma'amar, such as a Bia Denteisha or a Bia Psula. So it's important for us to have this level of interrelationship. Right, correct. There's three connections and three rejections.